Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up.
My name is Mia,
also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in all over this green earth. If you tuned in all the way up in Canada, all the way to the bottom of the Gold Coast in Australia, all the way to the United States of America, from California to the Carolinas, and shout out to that one person that is $1.6 billion richer. And to you, I say, hey, new best friend. Listen, we are having so much fun right here on Eminem Live Radio. But of course, you know I can't do this by myself. I need my right hand. Whoa, man. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for once again tuning into your girls right here on You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. Now, let's go ahead and get this party started. Now, of course, you guys already know your girls love us some Fridays. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go in and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So here's a huge shout out to @highlightlife on Instagram. Listen, if you want to be next week's follower Friday, listen up. Make sure you're following us on Instagram. That's @MMLiveRadio. Be the first to shout us out or blow up our notifications. And you, I'm telling you, you could be next week's follower Friday.
It has YOU written all over
that's
it.
Right.
Listen, #TooManyHashtags is where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. Do me a quick favor. Tell somebody that your favorite segment is going up in a couple of more minutes because your hashtags are on the way.
And listen, keep it locked right here because we are talking love and relationships. That's right. Now, your girls will be holding it down for the ladies, but we need someone to do some justice for the fellas so you know what it is, man. Our male perspective, Kimo Jones, will be in studio with us today. Listen, you do not want to miss what Kimo's got to say.
And stay close because we have your dose of encouragement not too far away as my girl Mia will, of course, be shutting it all the way down to share her one-minute inspiration.
And listen, join us in on this week's conversation. This week's question is centered around this. Agree or disagree? If you are not married, you're single. Mm. Let us know on Instagram and Twitter @MMLiveRadio. Facebook, too, if you got it, @MMLiveRadio. Instagram and Twitter is where to give us your comments, but make sure you're at us in the tweet or comment so we can see you. But Misa, we got to give a huge shout-out to last week's guest, man, Cass. We had her on this show, and she was such an amazing guest to have on the show. Huge shout-out to Cass for rocking with us last week. But listen, her new album, Not For Sale, is doing numbers right now.
Killing it.
Killing it, absolutely. We're going to play that song for you right here, right now, from her new album, And Not For Sale. Here is All She Wrote by Cass. Then we got some Andy Mineo after that. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to none other than, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio. Come on, Cass.
Yeah. No longer broken, yeah. Now that I'm chosen, yeah. Shout out to my failure. Try coming later. Probably won't answer, yeah. Oh no, I'm on a different time zone. On a different wavelength. Not gonna let you rule me no more, it's true. I don't even cry anymore. I've been through all of this all before. But now I know one thing to be true. He's working all things down for my good. And we're running all upset. I'm done with all of the tears. I ain't got no regrets. What I went through brought me here. It worked out for the better. I'm not talking about the cheddar. But now I pay my bills. God got me, however, it's true. What I've been through is all she wrote. It made me, it's true. I can't ignore. It worked this life that I'm living. Man, I still can't believe it. Then it's like a replay of something that I did. Still comes right in my head. But I ain't gonna let this ruin me no more. It's true.
This is Cass, and you're listening to my girls, Eminem, right here on Eminem Live Radio.
Hey, nah, you never call me when you touch down. Okay, that's what's up now. It's like you don't give a what now. Yeah. Hey, nah, you only call me when you need some. When you want a little free some. That's not what friends do. Alright, who are you? If you knew I was bugging and you stayed quiet, you said I was right when I ain't right. Well, that's not what friends do. That's not what friends do. Alright, who are you? Hey-o. Yeah, I know things ain't the same more. Yeah, they praying on me, gotta pray more. The devil horns with the halo, and they stay close. Hey, oh, say anything you wanna say, though. And you can even make it hateful. Yeah, you gotta say it to my face, though. Case closed. If you knew I was bugging and you stayed quiet, you said I was right when I ain't right. Well, that's not what friends do. That's not what friends do. Alright, who are you? Think about me, hey. Probably the last time the drink's on me, hey. When the last time you think about me, probably the last time the drink's on me.
It's a whole lot of tell me what you done for me lately. Only call me when you want a favor. Turning on you like it's 180. She told me don't be a stranger, but that's not what friends do. Girl, I know what that means. If you're thinking what I think you're thinking, then girl, I'm onto your schemes. Got a lot of friends in air quotes. Some dope moments, we share those. It's weird, yo. With people that I don't know, acting like we're close. And lately, all my new friends, just my co-workers. So where I go when my soul hurts? If you knew I was bugging and you stayed quiet, you said I was right when I ain't right. Well, that's not what friends do. That's not what friends do. Alright, who are you? Hey, when the last time you think about me?
probably the last time the drink's on me. Yeah, when the last time you think about me, probably the last time the drink's on me.
When did you get like,
when the last time you think about me,
when did you get like,
probably the last time the drink's on me.
When did you get like,
when the last time you think about me, probably the last time the drink's on me.
When did you get like,
when the last time you think about me,
when did you get like,
probably the last time the drink's on me.
When did you get like,
when the last time you think about me, probably the last time the drink's on me.
Hey, when was the last time you thought about me, man? Listen, shout out to all the real friends out there in the world. It's been a minute since we played an Andy Mineo song, and I love that new song. It's off of his new EP, The Sword. Make sure you guys go get it ASAP. Again, that was Friends by Andy Mineo. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen, I'm going to let you know, put you up on game to what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in.
Go in.
On the hashtags. Well, the segment is called hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Listen to this one. Hashtag beware of bathrooms. Lately, people have been making complaints about toilet tanks that have been exploding, putting people's lives in danger. Millions of flushing systems have been recalled, says NBC News. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has gotten involved and says that Flush Mattel 501B Pressure Assisted Flushing System is the name of the flushing system that's literally blowing up the bathrooms, Mia. Now, what do you think about this? Do you think that you'll be like a little cautious to sit down and use the toilet when you need to go?
Wait, let me just make sure I get this all the way straight. So you're saying that toilets are blowing up?
Toilet tanks have been blowing up.
Where? I have to know, like, I need to know locations.
Apparently this is like a personal use. So it would be, of course, in people's homes.
Okay.
I don't think that this...
Not public like places. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think the Flush Mattels have been in public restrooms, gas stations, you know what I'm saying, grocery stores. I think this is specifically a residential toilet.
What is causing this? This is so random.
They didn't even mention it. That's so unsafe. Isn't it weird?
It's like a toilet grenade.
Yeah, literally. So when you flush the toilet, it's blowing up.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine this stuff just flying everywhere?
Look.
That's disgusting.
That's when Sugar Honey hits the fan.
Oh man, for real.
Listen, hashtag the last person in the bathroom.
Hashtag went haywire.
Hashtag not only does it stink.
Hashtag put the toilet's on fire.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag I'm not black. Listen, actress and speaker Priscilla Shire, who was African American, said that she doesn't identify as a black woman. She only identifies as Christian. She says, I don't want black, my race, to be the describing adjective and the defining adjective as a woman, be my defining adjective as a woman. She rants this in a 7 million viewed video on social media. She says, I am not a black woman. I am a Christian woman who just so happens to be black. You may be a black woman, a black man, a white woman, a white man, but that should not define you. So that if your race or if your political group is going in a different direction than the word of God, you don't choose your blackness or your whiteness or whatever culture you are. You do not choose that or your political persuasion over God's word declares to be true. So Misa, she is a Christian. She's not a black woman. She's a Christian who just so happens to be black.
Yeah.
Do you see where she's coming from?
Yeah. I stand by it wholeheartedly, honestly.
Okay, here's my thing. I see where she's coming from because I've heard this before.
Yeah.
I've heard other people say this before. But let's just not neglect the fact that God didn't give you the race of being black. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for you to just neglect that. So what do you put on your papers? You know what I'm saying? You mark other, you just put Christian.
You are
still black. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I am clear Christian.
Don't complete. You transparent Christian.
I'm transparent with the Lord.
I'm crystal clear Christian.
No, listen, but the thing is the only reason why I said that I agree with her is because I honestly do. I feel like a lot of people honestly cannot see past my race. They can't see past my melanin that's popping like bacon grease. You know what I'm saying? At this point...
Not like bacon grease.
At this point, I honestly feel like we just need to identify ourselves as humans. We need to identify ourselves as Christians. Because my thing is, why are we so focused on the color? Because I kind of feel like some people they say, honestly, Mia, they honestly say, I don't see color. I mean, in which you should see color. But the thing is, there's people that cannot decipher the difference between you're black, I'm white, but we're still equal. So now at this point, I'm just human, you're human, and we both are Christian.
But what gets me is that she's making it seem as if being black or being white or being whatever race or identifying with those things is a bad thing. That's my only thing. Because, I mean, before I know what religion you are or you being Christian, I see your race first. Like, you know what I'm saying? So everyone's not going to know instantly that you're Christian. But I look at you, I can tell you're black. I'm looking at you, I can tell you're white. So I don't think it's a bad thing that you're black. That's not a bad thing. But I see where she's coming from with the whole Christian aspect, saying how you don't want your culture or whatever to get in the way of like what you believe, but still don't talk down about the race. You know what I'm saying? Because you're still going to be that regardless.
So you're saying that she's bringing a negative connotation to the awareness.
Yeah, that's my only thing. I mean, I understand uplifting, you know, what you believe, but still don't bring down, like, you know, the other thing that also identifies you.
Right, because we're still fearfully and wonderfully made, and he made me black on purpose. Thank you, Lord.
Exactly. Hashtag, I'm not black.
Hashtag, heck, I'm not even a woman.
Hashtag, I'm not a human either.
Hashtag, just all Christian.
Hashtag, too many hashtags, and you're listening to your girls, Eminem. We're giving you hashtag, too many hashtags. That's right. All things current, as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag candy can't. The holidays are on the way, and we can soon expect all of our dinner favorites to be seen absolutely everywhere. This also means that many things will be unnecessarily be combined with unlikely flavors. One company by the name of Archie McPhee is already getting a head start on getting their Christmas candy canes out. Y'all better get ready for these rotisserie chicken flavored candy canes. That's right. Just in time for Thanksgiving. Apparently, this retailer also was the creator of the mac and cheese flavored candy canes. And just knew, Mia, they just knew that rotisserie chicken flavors was the next big thing. Now, will this be in your stocking stuffers hanging on the boughs of your Christmas tree?
Now, I gotta be honest, y'all. While that might sound nasty, I'm kind of curious.
Are you?
I'm kind of curious.
That is really surprising.
You think they got a collard greens one?
I don't know, because I was even
Listen, what? A sweet potato one, that would be kind of good. I don't know. I'm kind of curious.
I was thinking a ginger cornbread, man.
Oh, that would be cornbread.
Yeah.
Like ginger cornbread?
Yeah, like, you know.
Or you mean gingerbread.
Okay. A cornbread, man.
Now
run,
that's
run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the cornbread man. Like, it just makes it. I mean, it makes more sense than rotisserie chicken flavored candy.
It's funny because I envision a little cornbread man running around and like little crumbs behind him, like leaving. But listen, we should find these and try them.
Oh, God.
I think that would be... I'm honestly really intrigued. I'm just curious.
I'm nervous.
Why?
Because
it's your hashtag.
Is it mint-flavored chicken? Like, that's all I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But, listen, we should find out.
Okay, we'll find out.
We'll make it our mission.
We'll do that. Hashtag forget decking the halls.
Hashtag with the regular holiday glee.
Hashtag change it up.
Hashtag with the collard green Christmas tree.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Listen to this one. Hashtag back like it never sank. Who said ships can't make a comeback? A new Titanic ship is set to sail again in 2022. The iconic boat, which sank 100 years ago after colliding with an iceberg, is being recreated with an identical build for $500 million. The replica ship can hold approximately 2,400 passengers, 900 crew members, and will travel from Dubai to Southampton before making the journey across the Atlantic like the original ship. According to CNN, the Titanic 2 will apparently be outfitted with plenty of lifeboats and will have modern navigation and radar equipment. Now, listen, I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I know everyone's kind of like happy and like, oh, the Titanic. But listen to what I said in the hashtag. They made it identical to the first one. Misa, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't the first one sink?
Didn't the first one hit an iceberg?
Why would you want to copy any parts of what the first one was?
Nope, that sounds like a recipe for disaster again.
But the crazy thing is, people are going to want to ride on this ship, and I'm just like, I'm gonna look at you crazy as you're boarding the boat.
Okay, all right, go ahead, do that.
Because you know what can come back? Icebergs.
Well, that. It is what it is, ma'am. At this point, people are like living their life like it's golden. They are living their best life. If you want to get on this boat, which is the Titanic Junior, go ahead and do that. Because I'm not about to be on it with you, okay?
You didn't already gave it.
I'm not about to get on it with you. So, look, Jacqueline and Rosio, y'all can go ahead and get on the boat.
Oh, man, we're going to have another. You think they'll do another movie?
They just might. I don't know. Like a remake of the Titanic. They just might. That's why I said Jacqueline and Rosio.
Oh, no.
Do Jack and Rose some justice.
Oh, man, listen. All I'm going to say is that I'm not sure if this is a great idea. But listen, I mean, all congrats to the Titanic 2, I guess.
And those make sure that you are taking the safety precautions.
Listen, you better bring a life jacket. You better bring floaties. You better bring your
inner
ducks,
tube.
Your inner tube. You better bring everything.
Pool noodles, all
listen,
that.
Anything can happen, okay? Hashtag this new ship.
Hashtag is safer, I think.
Hashtag but listen, Titanic 2.
Hashtag you better not sink.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, you got to tune in next week and every single week after that, where we give you more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
We're talking nothing but love and relationships all show long. And of course, we have our male's perspective that will be holding it down for the fellas. Kimo Jones that will be stopping in studio. Of course, you cannot miss that conversation.
But listen, let's get back to some more music. The Dove Awards just aired on TV on TBN. And huge shout out to Social Club Misfits for winning Rap Hip Hop Song of the Year, man. Woo! Their acceptance speech was absolutely beautiful. Huge shout out to you guys. And listen, this one is for the Misfits. Here is War Cry by Social Club Misfits featuring Torrin Wells. Keep it like right here. You're listening to, you already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
This is our war cry will rise up, and this is our time to rise up, rise up, yeah.
I thought by now I would get it. His love for me is unmeasured. Still feel like I could do better. Was paralyzed by depression, but heaven and earth came together. And you came to my rescue. I use my voice as a weapon on earth like it's in heaven. Yeah, I never handled things too well, but I was made to fly, not to fail. I don't need man to prove all when God sent me to bring heaven down for the kids going through hell. Yeah, we gon' make it. I don't care what the world's been saying. It's time to step up, not cave in. The grace he gave us amazing. A love that could conquer the hatred. But it's up to us, a new generation, to show his love from the ends of the earth to the day he comes.
This is a war cry, rise up, and this is our time to rise up, this is a war cry, rise up, and this is our time to rise up, rise up,
okay, we turn the stage to an altar at the last show. Something about when you know you're being impactful. Using the tools I was given but being tactful. Went from the pit to raps inside of a Mac 4 with the power size of a Mack truck. I went through the hard times, no bad luck. Graduated cap gown with the tassel. Now I make art like Basil. But I still keep it classy like a left eye rhyme. Big poppin' like the Bed-Stuy guy. Then I got the dirt off my shoulders like Jay in his prime. I stood on my own two like the veterans talk. If I ever lay down, let it be for some rest. And whenever I'm recharged, let it be at my best. So whenever I'm pouring out all your love to the rest, now you can go and tell all
this
the rest.
Is
show. We cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, wait, wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo! Yo, yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, bump the speakers loud.
Get ready.
It's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for life. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem radio. Eminem radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go. Eminem radio. Eminem radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go.
Welcome back to the number one teeny young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. Eminem Live Radio. That was War Cry by Social Club Misfits.
And we got good music where that came from. But listen, man, if you happen to love any song you hear on Eminem Live Radio, man, make sure you guys download it to your phones ASAP. And also, man, listen. Listen. If you're not subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast by now, I'm not going to lie, I'm low-key judging. But listen, you can redeem yourself, man, to subscribe to our Eminem Live Radio podcast. That's on iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, man. You get notified every single time a new Eminem Live Radio show goes live. So again, subscribe, man. iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio for Eminem Live Radio podcast.
We've got a great conversation. We got woman inspiration and so much more music for the rest of this show. But right here, right now, like I said, we are talking nothing but love and relationships all show long. And of course, you know, your girls, Eminem, we hold it down for the ladies.
All day.
We got you.
All day.
We got you. But of course, we need somebody to hold it down for the fellas. And we've got the right person to get it done. We got our male's perspective, Kimo Jones, that's in studio right here, right now. What's going on, Kimo?
Hey, what's up, fam? Y'all got the right man for the job.
Right man. Got the man with the plan.
Oh, yeah.
Man. But listen, I got to give a shout out to Misa and Kimo, man. They just celebrated 1 year of marriage, one year anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations,
yes.
You two. So how has it been? Take us into married life. How has 1 year of marriage been? It's funny. Misa looked at Kimo. Kimo looked at Misa, waiting for the other to respond.
No, but I mean, it's absolutely great, honestly, because I mean, I feel like I married my best friend, which is ultimately what I feel like people should do.
Right.
You know,
right.
They should marry their best friend. But while this first year has been, you know, a lot of, it's been very experimental.
Yeah,
you know, our first time being, you know, living on our own.
First apartment.
First new car. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of, you know, big boy and big girl steps to take. But the good thing was that we took them together. And I feel like that was the best thing of the first year.
And it's funny because a lot of people have told us, like, oh, man, the first year is going to be so hard. And I'm like, man, this has been the best year of my life.
That's you when know? You got favor on your marriage.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, this is the worst year. I can't wait to see what 5, 10, 20, 50 looks like, you know?
But it's been great. It's been great. And we really celebrated with a bang, of course. Huge thanks, huge shout out to my family, our closest friends. They really made sure that they celebrated marriage, and we really felt like we were being celebrated also.
But listen, we're so happy for you guys. I know with us talking, you know, marriage and things like that, and having both of you guys on the show, I had to make sure I give you guys that shout out. I'm so glad everyone tuned in is very, very happy for you guys. But listen, we got to get into this week's convo. Y'all ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
All right, listen, it's all centered around this question right here. Agree or disagree? If you're not married, you're single. Listen, we got so many comments on social media. Now, due to the sake of time, we're only going to read our favorite comments, but huge shout out to everybody that commented on this week's question. Now, we're going to read some of our favorite comments we got over on Instagram.
On IG, thanks so much for the love at the one, the only Amanda. Not necessarily. If you're in a committed relationship, then you're not single. You're available.
And again, guys, the question for this week is agree or disagree. If you're not married, you're single.
At Amore Group, she says agreed. You're single. And at N2Balloons, this person also says agreed.
Listen, if you guys still want to go ahead and comment, go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. And give them this week's question one more time, Misa.
Of course, right here, right now. We're talking love and relationships. Get in on this conversation one time for the one time. Agree or disagree? If you are not married, your single. I've heard that too many times from grandparents and aunties all up in the family. But let us know what you guys think of the conversation. Get Bay involved. Get, you know, yourself involved. Whoever it is, let's talk about it on all social media. And once again, thanks to everybody who decided to answer the question for this week. But it's never too late to join in. Hit us up on all social media sites at MM Live Radio. And of course, we have more conversation and comments. And you're going to get your girl's comments and Kimo's comments also on the conversation in a little bit. But right here, right now, we've got the moment you all have been waiting for. Not really quite sure how your day is going, but also if your day is going absolutely perfect, this 1 minute inspiration is for you. And going up right here, right now, we got my girl Mia.
Character flaws. Listen, we all have them. Whether it's being quick-tempered, insensitive, or feeling entitled, there is something about you that doesn't make you the most flattering, appealing, or likable. But that's understandable because no one's an angel. However, just because we have these flaws doesn't mean we can't improve upon them. Have you ever heard people say, "What do you expect, man? I'm not perfect." Or, "Well, I mean, that's just how I am." Here's what's not okay, is when you see your character flaw and you don't try to fix it or at least improve upon it some way, somehow. Do you think everyone's always going to put up with your attitude? You just expect everyone to deal with your disrespect because if she was on the other foot, I know you wouldn't want to. Listen, I'm not trying to come for you, okay? I just want to encourage you to be better. Not perfect, but better. Why be hot-headed when you can have control over your emotions? Why think about yourself when you can think about other people? Why have pride when you can admit to your wrongdoings? Just do better, be better, because you know better. And then when you realize that, you will be better.
There you have it. Your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by the GOAT. Mia, she brought it to
man.
You.
Is
she,
that what ghosts? Is that what ghosts make? Is that
man.
A sheep? Yeah,
Graham.
I don't know what that is. But listen, that was your 1 minute inspiration. Just know that you may not have room for a lot of stuff, but there's always room for improvement.
Listen, man, do better because you know better. Like we always say here on MNM Live Radio. But listen, man, we're gonna get back to some more music, but real quick. We got to make a city shout out, man. As you guys know, we've been loving, you know, having these podcasts on all these platforms because we're able to see where everyone's tuning in from, all the new subscribers, all those types of things. We give all these amazing cities to our new subscribers shout outs here on the show. So we got to make a huge shout out. I'm so excited about this. We want to shout out Honolulu, Hawaii, for subscribing and tuning in to your girls here on podcast. Listen, aloha. Listen, and it's so funny because I was watching Lilo and Stitch this week.
Come
so
on.
I was just, I think my Hawaii vibes were just like already coming.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
You know
I got
what I'm
you.
Saying?
Welcome to our Ohana.
Right. Ohana means family, and family means no one gets left behind or forgotten. Stitch said it best, man. But listen, huge shout out to everyone that's tuned in Honolulu, Hawaii. Listen, we love you guys. Thank you guys so much for coming a part of the MNM Live Radio podcasting family. But listen, I was excited about this because honestly, I've always wanted to go to Hawaii.
Yes.
It looks so beautiful. I think we should, you know, vacation there sometime. So you know what? I thought of this amazing song by this super dope artist, Jalen Ashan. He has a song called Vacation. We're going to play it for you right here, right now. Here's Vacation by Jalen Ashan featuring 1K Few. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to. You already know.
It's MNM Live Radio.
Lady, lady, come here, let me tell you something. Lately, I've been wondering if you could be my forever. See, you was like God, he must be up to something. No, you tired of running, let's just stay here together. I know your mama told you don't let guys get running off with your love. You don't even open up, so your heart can't get crushed. You've been let down so many times, you wonder if you need to get up. You done been through too much, but I ain't tryna mess this up. Let's get away, we can take a trip to the bay. Hit the beach, take a vacay. Whatever you like, yeah, whatever you like. Oh my, my, you done stressing the night. Stay up, watch the sunrise, we just fine, yeah. You just need your vacation. You just need your vacation. Vacation. People say forever is a mighty long time. I don't know. I ain't really tripping if it mean that I'm holding you close to me. Baby girl, you all I need. Your smile is everything. Come and be my company. You need to take off for work. We can road trip in the A. We can take a dip by the bay.
hop on a plane, go to Spain. No matter the place, girl, you melt my heart like Pompeii. Ay, I know your mama told you don't let guys go running off with your love. You done been through too much, so I ain't tryna mess this up. Nah, 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 let's get away. We can take a trip to the bay, hit the beach, take a vacay. Whatever you like, yeah, whatever you like. Oh my, my, you done stressing the night. Stay up, watch the sunrise. We just fine, yeah. You just need your vacation. You just need your vacation. You just need your vacation.
Yeah. We paint a picture while they be tracing, yeah. Landing in all type of nations. Can't get enough of your love, girl, you been so patient. We started off in the basement, now we up out of space again. Number one is the place we in. It's a meal at the finish line. All my people gon' race to win. Lord have mercy on Polo, please. He got a case to win. Can't fold, never crease, don't bend. If you do, don't cry, we been now. So
let's get away. We can take a trip to the bay. Hit the beach, take a vacay. Whatever you like, yeah, whatever you like. Oh my, my, you done stressing the night. Stay up, watch the sunrise. We just fine, yeah, we just fine. Let's get away. We can take a trip to the bay. Hit the beach, take a vacay. Whatever you like, yeah, whatever you like. Oh my, my, you done stressing the night. Stay up, watch the sunrise. We just fine. You just need your vacation. You just need your vacation. You just need your vacation.
I'm finna go on vacation. Yes! That song gives you all types of
vacation. It does. Listen.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem. And you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. We are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in, man. You should have seen us in the studio.
Litty, litty.
Vacation by Jalen Ashan featuring 1K Few.
And listen, we dedicated that song to our Hawaiian listeners tuned in to your girls on Eminem Live Radio. But listen, man, we're talking love and relationships this week on Eminem Live Radio. And we got our male perspective, Kimo Jones, in studio. Say what's up, Kimo.
What's up, Kimo?
Listen, guys, thank you so much for tuning in once again for this week's conversation. And it's all centered around this question right here. Agree or disagree? If you are not married, my friend, you are single. That is what we're talking about here on Eminem Live Radio. Now, we read all of our comments so far. Thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. If you still want to go ahead and comment, go ahead and do so. No one's holding you back. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Facebook, too, as well at Eminem Live Radio. And let us know. Answer this week's question. Tag a friend. Get everybody involved. But, of course, you guys already know you got to get your girls and everyone in here. Kimo's opinions on the question. So, let's talk about it, guys. Listen, agree or disagree. If you are not married, you are single.
Disagree.
You disagree. So if you're not married, so therefore, if you're in a relationship, you're just in a relationship.
Right. To be honest, I feel like our culture has changed so much since grandmom and them were in relationships. So while this may have been true for them, I think it's a total different era that we're in as of right now. So I don't think that if you're not married, I'll say this. If you're not married, I don't think that you're single, but you're taken.
Okay. Okay, I see what you're saying. Kimo, what do you think?
So I honestly think it depends on who you ask. And I'm surprised that you said that, because I was going to say, if you ask a woman, she would say, yes, right, I agree. I'm not married. Sorry. I'm getting mixed up. I think guys would say, yes, I'm not married, so I'm single, even if I'm in a relationship.
Okay.
And so I think a girl would say, you know, yeah, I'm not married, but I don't care. We still married.
Like, we still together. Like, we're still an item.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah. So I really think it just depends on who you ask, really.
Why do guys think of it differently than what girls do you think?
Because I think our society and our culture has told has made guys kind of think, okay, well, the more girls I can be with, the better, you know?
Uh-huh.
So guys have kind of have like this player mentality in a way. But I think there's a new generation of guys that's coming up that are more focused on marriage, that are more focused on like the long-term goals, long-term commitment. And I mean, I'm even thinking about like a lot of our people who are our age. There are a lot of people who are getting married, who have certain families, you know? And so I think that may be changing.
So do you feel the same way? So you agree or disagree?
So I agree.
So you do. So you say that if you're not married, you're single.
If you're not married, you're single.
We're divided. Well, I disagree. I say that I feel like if you're looking at it in the perspective of marriage, then yeah, if you're not married, you're single. But I don't want to just like disregard your significant other. You know, you know what I'm saying? Because I mean, you say if you're like 4 years deep with somebody, right? And they're like, oh, well, I'm single. And it's like, no, you're in a relationship. You've been in this, like, you know, this, you've been a couple for over how many ever so years.
Nah,
so to just neglect that.
Yeah.
I just think that I feel like that might the person might feel like, oh, I thought we had something special.
I don't know. That's when we kind of get into the whole what are we conversation, you
oh.
know? And we have to establish where we honestly are in the relationship. But honestly, for me, when it comes to like this question and whatnot, you do have to have like those really hard conversations. Because honestly, I think that when you're dating, that's the training grounds for marriage, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that when you're dating somebody...
I think if you're dating with purpose, then therefore that's training you for marriage.
Right. So I would say to anyone who's listening to me, it's always important to think, okay, why am I dating this person? Why am I dating at all, right? So my thing is, for me personally, I always told myself that if I was going to have sex with a girl, it would be somebody that I was A, married to. And if I wasn't married to her, I could at least see myself being married to her, right?
Yeah.
But I think oftentimes teenagers and young adults get into this thing of where, yeah, I'm just dating to, like, you know, have fun. You can have fun with your friends. You don't have to be, like, exclusively dating somebody to...
Yo, it's so funny that you say that because I was thinking about that earlier this week. Like, I felt the same way about the whole like casual dating thing.
Yeah.
Like how, oh, I mean, why waste your time with anybody? You should always stay for a purpose or whatever. And I was thinking earlier this week. Now, I just want to let you guys know, like, you know, just give me your opinions on it.
Okay.
Now thinking about it, you know, I feel like there are maybe certain people in your life where you like you date people and then maybe you... Not saying that you did have the intention for marriage, but you were dating for a purpose. But then I say that relationship ends. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. You're kind of dating. Okay, here's where I'm trying to get at. Is that not every relationship is a waste of time.
Right.
You someone in that relationship at that moment might have taught you something about yourself.
Exactly.
You might have learned something. They might brought out a different side of you.
Right.
So, I mean, to casually date... It's not that bad of a thing.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, if you get to that point where like you're really feeling each other, you're starting to, you know, go further in your relationship, then you can think, okay, I could see a future with this person. But you know, with some people, it's kind of like you're trying to see where things go. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're wasting your time.
Yeah,
you can learn something about yourself, about them, about you know, the world, whatever it may be.
Right. I think the best way, in my personal opinion, the best way to learn more about yourself is to become more vulnerable with somebody else, right? Because then that person can say, okay, well, why do you do this or why do you do that? And if you aren't if you can't look from that outside perspective, you will never know, you know? So kind of like we were talking about earlier about really your inspiration was about being self-aware and being able to, you know, say, okay, these are my faults, you know, and a person who I care about, I know that this person cares about me, I trust them enough so that when they point those faults out in me, I can receive that and change.
Yeah. But it's all interesting when we have this conversation, only because when you think about agree or disagree, if you're not married, you're single. When I started dating Kimo, we were in high school and I was 17 years old. I was not looking for a husband at that point. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like at that moment, I kind of wanted a little boyfriend, which in a lot of cases, it tends to start off like that. I didn't look purposefully for a husband in him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we started getting really serious, then I was kind of like, okay, we need to switch the conversation. Do you see me being in your life for a long period of time?
Right.
Do you see us just kind of like just playing around? Do you see us just passing the time just with each other together? What do you really see? What position are you putting me in at this point?
What are your goals?
When do you see... Okay, well, you said a shift in the conversation. When is the appropriate time to have the shift in that conversation? To be like, okay... get your views on, like, you know, marriage right. or, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or children yeah. or, like, what do you want to do with your future? Like, when is it okay? When is it a right time, I guess? Because you don't ever want to do it too early, but you never yeah. want to do it too late. You know what I'm saying?
I would say that the appropriate time to kind of start thinking about those things is when you don't see yourself being with anybody else.
Yeah. Mm. You're going to feel it. You're going to know what that feels like. Right. Like, I really don't want to be at this party by myself. I really wish Kima was here.
So it's kind of like, it's 2 years. You ain't going nowhere. Right. Your views on yeah, marriage.
Basically. But it's like, at this point, you caught feelings.
Yeah.
Like, you caught it in the outfield, okay? Like, you caught this all the way, and you have this feeling in which I do not want to be with anybody else, and I don't want for him to be with anybody else, because I feel like we're perfect for each other.
Now, what if, okay, now opposite, devil's advocate. Now, let's say you're in the situation of, instead of shifting the conversation for where do we see a future, say if you're not going anywhere, and you have to shift a conversation of, what are we doing?
Right.
How do you bring that up? Because I always heard that's an awkward conversation. Have y'all ever had that conversation? Or have you, like, even, not even with each other, but in, like, past relationships?
No, I haven't.
Actually. No, I haven't. I really haven't. We're just perfect for each other.
There's wedding bells everywhere.
No, well, the thing is, it's like, I have a lot of friends that have had conversations with their boyfriends in previous relationships. Because, I mean, on the outside looking in, you can kind of say, you guys aren't really going anywhere. But when you feel it for yourself, and it's kind of like we've been in the same position, you haven't advanced, you haven't changed, you haven't developed as a man, you haven't even, you know, elevated yourself, your mind, your position, you haven't even changed in 2 years, mm-hmm. then that's when I feel like you need to have a conversation, because if nothing's growing, then it's dead. And right. you're in a dead relationship.
Yeah, you're right. So now thinking about it, should people be afraid to have this conversation?
No,
like, should you just
no.
even, or like, should you even have the conversation at all? Or should you just go ahead and just break up? Like, you know what I'm saying? Should you, is there even any point in having the conversation?
Well, yeah, I definitely think there's a point in having the conversation, because I feel like sometimes people people aren't necessarily self-aware to know, maybe I should be, like, letting my significant other know what my goals are, how many kids I want, where I want to live, you know, things like that. Or otherwise, it's kind of like, okay, like, what are we doing here? You know what I'm saying?
Because maybe even having that conversation could be an eye-opener to somebody. They can be like, oh, dang, she right. sees more of me.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Exactly.
So that's kind of cool.
And I'm
okay.
not ready for it.
Yeah. So you can either let someone know whether, okay, yeah, I see something, or I do feel like we could go somewhere, or it's like, nah, I'm just chilling. But, you know, I feel like never be afraid to say you're just chilling. Like, just be honest. You know what I'm saying? Don't waste the other person's time. Don't just say, because they have this talk with you, that, like, oh, I guess I got to make something up to make them feel better. No,
right.
if you genuinely feel like you're just chilling, you're trying to have fun, say that.
Please.
Right.
Please say that.
I feel like every conversation is worth having.
Look, it
is. If you're feeling anything, you got to make sure you make that known up front. Like Kimo said, what you say all the time, Kimo?
If everybody know what's going on, can't nobody get mad.
In this situation, that is the perfect, that is the truth right
there.
Because someone will be mad. You're right about that. But listen, if you guys have any opinions on this week's conversation, listen, tweet us at MM Live Radio. Let us know what you're thinking on this week's conversation. And then answer this week's question too as well. Agree or disagree? If you are not married, you're single. Let's get back to some more music right here, right now. Listen, we heard this song at A3C Fest. And listen, we've been bopping to it ever since. Huge shout out to John Gibbs for making a hit one right here. Here is Two Steppin' by John Gibbs. Keep it locked right here you're listening to. You already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
That's why. say, hey, we say nothing for the camera. When they see us in the street, they can't stand us. Ah, it's a high life. Two-stepping with my baby in the limelight. Hey, I found my way. I know I found my way. But now I know my enemy was living in an enemy. Save the day. I'm healing off your energy. I'm living off your energy. Hey, make me a believer. I'm never gonna see you. Cause you've been a two-seater. Let your love turn me into a leader. Hey, the world gone crazy. That's why I need you for my baby. Ain't got nothing to lose when it's me and you. Right there in the middle of the room.
Listen, if you did not stop what you were doing and start dancing to this song, listen, you're a psychopath. I don't know what's wrong with you. Listen, I love that song so much. That was Two Step In by John Gibbs. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Such a groove. Mm-hmm. Be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook at Eminem Live Radio.
And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at MM Live Radio.
Yes, and we really hope you guys enjoyed today's show. But don't forget that you can still give us your opinions on this week's conversation.
That's right. Just go to our social media and tell us. Agree or disagree. If you're not married, you're single.
If you're not married, you're single. This is what I gotta say at the end of it all. We have to have conversations. They are all conversations that we need to have, and they need to happen. You know what I'm saying? Because if you feel like if you're not married, you're single, and the other person feels something different, then there's some miscommunication, and someone's gonna be ended up, you know, thinking that you could act single while you're just together.
Right. Lord, you're going to be in a relationship with yourself.
With yourself.
Jesus. And you so, don't want that, man.
And so that brings me to this, right? If you're not married and you're single, does that mean that cheating is cheating? Because, I mean, I'm not with you, so how can I cheat on you?
Right. That's the only thing about the question where it's like, well, I'm not married to you, but it's like, we've been dating for 8 months, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, however it is.
It's been 10 years.
Right, you know, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just kind of thinking for you to just say, like, just don't go ahead and disregard the fact that we've been together, that we've been committed in this relationship.
Right.
I feel like that's just a bad thing. I feel like that's disrespectful, low-key.
Yeah. Like I said, you have to have a conversation. In any type of relationship, business relationship, sisters, best friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, communication is key.
It is.
And you don't want to look up and keep asking them, okay, so we're 5 years deep. What are we?
What is this?
You know what I think about when I heard this question? Is, you know, like at weddings, people are like, all the single ladies get up. And therefore, like, you know, if you're single, you're not like completely single.
Right. Yeah.
You get up. But say if you're in a relationship and you get up and the guy's like, where are you going?
Right.
Where are you going?
So look.
Therefore, should you get up? Should you not? Like, you know what I'm saying? Certain stuff like that, I'm thinking in my mind.
Right, right. I feel like, but regardless, at that point, when you're at someone's wedding and they say anybody that's single come to the middle
like
of the
floor. Like not have a ring on their finger.
If you ain't married, you single in that case.
In that case, you are.
Yeah.
Even if you're engaged.
You single.
You still kind of single.
But listen, if y'all make a plan, be like, okay, I'm going to get in the front and I'm going to elbow sister to the left to get the bouquet. You do whatever you do to get that guard belt. Then, I mean, hey, y'all next.
Yeah, you know, that's how it goes.
You just got to, like Misa said, communication. Communication is key. If y'all talk about it, y'all grab the garter, you grab the bouquet. Hey, y'all next down the aisle.
Talk it out, man. You're welcome. Talk it out.
You're welcome.
Before anything. Even before you get to the reception hall, talk about it.
Yeah.
Talk about it out, y'all. Make sure you follow us on all social media. And subscribe to our Eminem Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or iHeartRadio. And for more info, head on over to our website on the World Wide Web at misaandmia.com/podcast.
Big shout out to our special guest, Kimo Jones, for weighing in and being our male perspective this week on our Love and Relationships conversation. Kimo, give the world your social media really quick.
Hey, world, you can follow me at TheKemoJones. That's The Kimo Jones.
And do you have any final words to give to the people all over the world?
Look, dog, if everybody know what's going on, Can't nobody get mad.
I feel like at this point, everyone looks forward to hearing Kimo say that.
I think so, too.
I really genuinely do.
Yeah, most definitely. Thanks so much, Kimo, for joining us. Yeah. And tune in to Eminem Live Radio next week because, like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and just so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here. Same time, same place. But, of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O., Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And the executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because down is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day. It'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week. It'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month. It'll become the best year of your life. We love you so much. And thanks for tuning in. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia. And you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Whoop.
You already know. It's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world.